Welcome to the VIA Podcast. I'm your host, Voila Me. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about rest. Rest and relaxation is super important for the body. As we go through a lot of stresses throughout the days, we get signs from our body, our mind, that we need to recover, sit and chill, take a moment for ourselves. Especially when we are helping a lot of people and giving off a lot of energy, sometimes you need to take a moment just for you. And it's okay. Another thing about rest is that when you're resting and you take time for you, it gives you time to recollect, reassess, and redetermine what works best for you. We all have the hustle and bustle of life going through us every day. And we have constant stresses, social media, people's expectations, expectations of other people. But sometimes that don't really matter, to be honest. It's about what you expect of yourself, because yourself actually reflects into reality. You have a torus field, an electromagnetic donut, basically, around you. And it stems from your heart. It also stems from your third eye, or your pineal gland. And it stems from your root chakra. These help you to form that electrical donut to conform your reality. Sometimes we develop stagnancy. The stagnancy is stagnant electric motion, aka emotion, which is energy in motion. So in order to curb stagnancy, we have to rest and recover. When you slow down for yourself, even if it's only 10 minutes a day, sit in silence, put your phone down, turn the media off, and just close your eyes and just breathe. It gives you time to recalibrate yourself and centralize your mind and body and soul. Rest is also vital for working out. If you're a person that loves to work out, you need to have proper and adequate rest in order for your muscles to recover properly. Also, getting good sleep allows you to recover your body and your mind and your soul properly. Rest is so essential to everything we do in life. So is meditation. Sometimes just sitting still, listening to your surroundings, relaxing, allows you to hear the beauty of the world. We're constantly surrounded by sounds of frequency and different refractions. And to sit and listen to nature sometimes is a medicine within itself. And another thing I want to talk about with rest is laziness. Now, some people say laziness is bad. In some cases, it can be, depending on how you use it. For instance, laziness could be a sign that you really don't want to do it. It's not for you. Laziness could also mean that the passion or drive you once had for it may have subsided, or it may not have been what you thought. And that's okay, because if you recognize that pattern and you recognize that, it allows you to make adjustments so you can do something different. As habitual creatures, we're used to being in routines. Every day, some of you may wake up, go brush your teeth, eat, or you may eat, go brush your teeth, your kids might come in, your dog might come in. There's a wide variety of things that might happen to you. But over time, you never realize that it becomes subconscious. And as you develop your subconscious, it's a routine for your body. Recognizing these routines will allow you to switch your energy around. It'll also allow you to see what's going on. That's why I always recommend journaling. Journaling is a great way to recollect the previous day so that you don't repeat the previous mistakes. It's also a great way to share experiences. So if your child were to go into the same experience you had, you can tell them how to get through it so that they can have a higher learning ability because they don't have to go through the trials and tribulations you did. I always tell people, make a family book or a family Bible or, family notes. So if someone decides to go into your path that you went into, they already have a head start because you gave them the results of your mistakes as well as the corrections. See, all of this ties to rest and relaxation because it allows you to recollect everything that's been going on. It allows you to see your habits. It allows you to see the routines that you do every day in order to become a better you. Sometimes you want to rest with your children. Sometimes you want to rest with your pets, your plants, your music. However you need to rest, you should rest. It's super important for you. And with laziness, you have to learn how to use it because it's a tool to help you grow, to help you reassess as well. If you need some time, go for a walk. Walking is great for recovering your oxygen levels, for reassessing, for listening to some music, hanging out with your pets, your children. And it's something simple you can do forever. And also, if you walk, it helps to extend your life. Because just a simple walk, let's say around the block. Let's say you do one walk around the block every day. Not only are you getting exercise, you're helping your cardiovascular system. You're helping your stress hormones, your cortisol levels, to be able to manage stress easier. Some days it seems like everything is moving 1,000 miles an hour. But you realize every day is the same day. Your micro decisions throughout the day determine how the next day proceeds. Because we're living in a present loop over and over and over again. That's why they tell us to live in the present. To love what you're doing, to enjoy and experience. Part of that process is sitting and resting. Also, if you can, go outside. Put your feet in the grass. Ground yourself. The grounding scientifically has proven to release stagnant electricity and negative ions out of your body so that your body can stabilize. Remember, you're an electric being. So if you have constant stress on you, it's reflecting through your electrical donut. And it's making the world around you exactly what you are. So taking a moment to recollect, taking a moment to be outside, to embrace nature, helps you to stabilize. We're growing through a lot of times right now where everything is high. People are trying to get your attention from all these different directions. Social media is putting unrealistic expectations in certain people's faces. And some people strive for those and realize that the expectation that they were looking for was inside of themselves and not outside. Because not every path is for everybody. You have to choose what works best for you. Take a moment to do an assessment of your life. Where are you? Where do you want to be? What do you see? What makes your heart flutter with happiness? Happiness is emotion, too, that flows like a river. Your job is to learn how to ride the wave, regardless if it's up or down. Happiness also is projected through your heart, which projects through your electromagnetic field. And it reflects to your reality. I want you to do something. Choose one thing new you would do today, even if it's something simple, one thing new. All right, I'll read 30 minutes for my rest. I'll journal 30 minutes for my rest. I'll go for a walk 30 minutes. I'll go to the park. I'll sit in my car, take a deep breath in, exhale, and you do that a couple of times to stabilize yourself. Go cook a new meal you've never made before. Go learn about something that's always piqued your mind or your interest. It's funny that the greatest things always start with the littlest of sparks. It's like Wile E. Coyote from Looney Tunes. When he would hit the TNT, the spark would be a long line of rope to get to the explosives. And then sometimes it wouldn't work, because sometimes your passion for said activity, it may not be there like it used to be. Or sometimes it'll boom. This is something I never thought I would like. Oh my goodness, I shouldn't have been done this. And all of a sudden you got you a whole new hobby or a whole new activity you're into. Now, it is a hustle and bustle style of lifestyle for a lot of people. Constant drama and all that. Just remember, you can say no. No is a responsibility to protect your energy. It also allows you to see what is for you, what isn't for you, what environments you want to be in, what don't you want to be in. That's why that rest is so important. Take a moment for you when you can. I know it's more challenging when you have children or pets or a garden or something like that. Just take a moment, even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes, sit in silence. Sit and listen to your surroundings, breathe, and relax. Write down your experiences so you can tell your story in your own way. Make poetry, create something, experiment and explore different things. You don't always have to have money to explore something. You can just try it and do it yourself. We have the internet, the great equalizer, where you can go out and experience and see and do on your own. There are a lot of options available to you. Reprogram your subconscious the way you feel. Just sit down, rest, reassess, recollect, breathe, and you'll recognize a lot of patterns. And then once you recognize the patterns, you can change what you choose to. I also recommend resting with a fast. Fasting is really good for your body because it allows your digestive system to rest. It allows your mind to rest without having to worry about, well, I got to eat this particular time and do this. And fat. There's many different types of fast out there. But fasting in general helps mental fortitude, mental strength. It helps the soul. It helps you to recognize certain things that you do are patterns. And some of those patterns you don't want anymore. So once you recognize it, you're like, okay, so I'll make this slight change. Those small steps lead to giant destinations. And fasting helps in the process. Like recently, I went on a 3-day water fast. I was super addicted to sugar and didn't know it. While I was on that fast, I started questioning, like, I should eat this, I should do this. And I was like, why? I made it this far during the fast. What's going on? I started being more observant. My senses were stronger. I could see more than I couldn't see because I was blinded by sugar. Sugar is like a drug. If you take it in certain moderation, you should be okay. But I was using it like a drug down there. And when I gave my body a break, I recognized it. And when I tried to go eat something that I used to eat, it was like, I was eating this? This don't make no sense. It's because it does something to your receptors to make you crave it. But it's not something you really need. I highly suggest a water fast just for 3 days straight water. And after you have that fast, what happens is the longer you're in a fast, your body reaches a period called autophagy, where your good cells eat your bad cells and regenerate new cells. And you also get to see a new world when you fast as well. The longer you do it, the clearer the world will become, depending on what kind of fast you're doing. That's why I say it's so important for rest. You can take these, this whole podcast as messages and notes, But just remember, rest when you need to, breathe, take a moment in time, use your discernment, recollect, stabilize yourself however necessary. You're always loved and appreciated. And I don't know you, but I'm grateful for you and all you do if you haven't heard it today. Now, go outside if you can, get some rest. Or stay inside, get some rest. Get rest however you need to help relieve stagnant energy. I'm your host, Valami. I appreciate you coming to the podcast. You can follow my website at viaenergyhealing.com. You can also follow my Pinterest, which is VIA Energy Healing, as well as my YouTube, VIA Energy Healing. I appreciate all the support in my community. Gratitude, love to you and yours. I'll see you soon. Much love.